ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
First up this afternoon, I can tell you the Northern Territory's largest banana farm has suffered some damage from Cyclone Fina on the weekend. Now, this farm is located at Lambles Lagoon, and it normally supplies about 100% of the top end's banana needs. The farm manager out there says the Territory will need to import bananas from Queensland for quite a few months until his farm can get back into full production. To learn more, I went out to the farm earlier this morning.
G'day, I'm Mark Smith. I'm farm manager here at Darwin Fruit Farms, part of Premier Fresh Australia in the Northern Territory.
Tell us about the weekend, Cyclone Fina. What happened here?
Well, it was obviously pretty anxious waiting, you know, the lead up to the cyclone coming. So we were pretty well prepared. We got everyone working pretty hard to make sure things were prepared. We knocked quite a few leaves off some of the bays that we thought would help and less wind resistance, therefore getting those plants not knocked around as much. But yeah, obviously it's just an anxious wait, and you have to wait and see till it's all over, come out and see what actually happened.
And so here we are at the plantation. What's your assessment of the damage?
I think it's probably better than I thought in some bays. Anything without any fruit hanging up lasted pretty well. You know, obviously if you've got 40 kilos hanging around your neck, you're going to fall over a little bit easier than if you haven't. But some of these bays, like the one we're standing out here now, it's pretty well, like 40% of those plants are over. And I'd say we've definitely lost 40% plus of our fruit that we can harvest.
Yeah, where we're standing, there's banana trees over, and the bunches that were in their blue bags are on the ground. Are they salvageable at all, that fruit?
No. There's a couple of reasons why. I mean, you know, they've been over too long, so they haven't been fed properly, and the sunburn, and you don't want to harvest anything that's been in sort of runoff water either. So yeah, you've only got a very short time to pick up what you can. And we did come out a bit earlier on before the cyclone, and we filled up our harvest trailers. So we just had...
You picked as much as you could beforehand.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we went out there and filled up everything we could, and proved to be pretty beneficial to do that, and also beneficial to knock some of the leaves off those younger bays, so, you know, limited the wind resistance and cop as much.
There's a lot of trees down where we're standing, but say some of these other trees that I can see that are standing, but their leaves are kind of in tatters.
Yeah.
Do they have a future?
Yes, 100%. I mean, obviously, if you stress a banana plant that badly, it's going to compromise in the size of the bunch that comes out, especially anything that's got, you know, in a bunch initiation or is just about to throw a bunch. They're usually smaller, but...
But you'll leave them up and get some fruit off them.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be able to cut. And if they haven't rolled out of the ground, like that one's rolled out of the ground, so that's not as good. But the ones that have just snapped off, you know, roll out, but snap off, we can cut them off and just work on that follower to fill it. It's just going to take time, that's all. And we're going to have to assess actually which bays is worth saving and which aren't, you know. So I'd say we're probably going to lose, I'd say 40% of what's in the ground.
So this is the Northern Territory's largest banana farm that supplies nearly 100% of the top end's banana needs. What's the damage here going to mean to consumers?
Oh, it means that we're going to have to access fruit from our other farms in North Queensland to supply locally until we can get back up on track. And it just takes a bit of time. Obviously, we can't plant everything at once to try and get the numbers up, because we'd pick everything at once and then have nothing. We have to be pretty...
You have to stage your planting.
Yeah, we have to stagger the planting so we spread our harvest over the year if we can. And that's the biggest thing. We will try and up it a little bit more if we can, if the plants are available. Tissue culture plants, you really should order them 12 months in advance. So whether we can get extra plants, I don't know yet.
When are you expecting to be picking fruit again?
Well, we picked this week. Yesterday we picked.
Right.
What we could was not much at all. And the stuff we picked on just before the cyclone, we processed. So I've got a 26 pallets coming from our North Queensland farm.
All right. So the Queensland bananas are on their way already.
They will, yeah. You need to keep it. You know, we've got a contract with the chain stores, and we want to make sure that we've got enough fruit for the local people. It's not going to be as good because they're Queensland bananas, obviously.
But a few extra K's on them.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll just have to go from there. Look, it's going to be hard. I think for 3 weeks, next 3 weeks, we're going to sort of be wholly and solely reliant on Queensland fruit. But after that, we'll have to. I'd say it'd be 80% fruit from Queensland and fill up what we can.
Rightio. So yeah. When would you hope to be pumping out commercial quantities again from this farm?
Oh, look, as I said, in 3 months, I reckon we'll have, you know, we'll be supplying fruit from here, but it won't be 100% local.
Mm.
You know, we needed all these bananas to actually supply locally, and that's what we're working on. So it's going to be eventually we'll get back to, you know, close to 100% supply locally as we can, but it's going to be a staggered, you know, staggered journey, I suppose. It's going to have to get fruit, and we'll lessen the fruit from Queensland as we get more fruit here.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, it's hard to say, put a number on it, but look, I'd say it's going to be at least 8 months before we can actually supply.
So you're back to full production, yeah, for the farm?
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, probably, well, it's still going to be a bit longer than that because it really takes us about 8 months before we can harvest a bunch from planting. We have got a lot of young stuff in there, which is good, but it'll be up and down. You know, we'll have peaks and troughs as normal until we can get more in the ground and get a consistent supply going. It is devastating, and it's heartbreaking to see all your hard work on the ground, but honestly, if you're growing bananas in anywhere in the tropics in Australia, you're going to have to expect to get blown over now and then. You know, it's just part of it, and you can't get away from it.
Thanks for sharing time for our show. I really appreciate it.
No worries,
the audience.
Yeah. No worries, Matt. All good. Good to see you come out and give a bit of care about looking after the bananas. It's good to hear. It's a staple for everyone in Darwin, really.
We love our bananas. Yeah. Too right.
Oh, Catchman, Gove, everywhere else as well. So it's all good. So we want to get back into full production as quick as possible. It's better for us and it's better for the territory.
That is Mark Smith, who's the farm manager for Darwin Fruit Farms in Lambles Lagoon. That is the Northern Territory's biggest, and let's face it, it really is the only major commercial banana farm in the NT, and it has suffered some damage. What did Mark tell us? They've lost about 40%, more than 40% of the fruit, and probably take more than 8 months to get back into full production. Hopefully, consumers, you won't notice much of a difference when you go to your local supermarket. The Queensland bananas are on their way, so there'll be bananas there to be enjoyed. They just haven't come from around the corner at Lambles Lagoon. They've come from a bit further afield.